So my name is Nick Burling. I'm one of the lead PMs working on the operations management suite, and specifically on bringing in application dependency discovery and monitoring into OMS. So just for my benefit, how many of you guys here have at least heard about, maybe got stopped by a session that talked about it or even saw it at the booth, have had some exposure to OMS? Excellent. How many of you are actually using OMS? Great. Good. So I'm excited to talk today about this new capability that we're bringing in. And just to kind of set some goals here for the session, number one, I want to give you guys an intro to what is Application Dependency Monitor. And this is a new capability that's part of the Insight and Analytics offer in OMS. We're going to talk in particular about what does it mean to start bringing service dependency awareness into how you're doing your monitoring and your day-to-day management. So number one, I'm going to focus really heavily on what can we now do by bringing service dependency context into incident management, thinking about how we can start to think about resolving incidents in the context of application and system dependencies. I'm going to talk very specifically, nuts and bolts, how easy it is to get up and running with ADM. I'm going to call it ADM because it's a lot shorter. How easy it is to get up and running with ADM once you have an OMS subscription. And then I'm going to give you guys a view kind of to where we're headed on the roadmap, both in terms of what's there today in our limited preview, as well as what you can expect to be coming over the next few months. And I want you to think about this really in the context of kind of four key areas where we believe that ADM can really help improve your day-to-day lives. So number one is around this topic of incident management, right? So being able to get instant visibility to all of the dependencies for systems that you're troubleshooting and applications and services that run on those systems. Being able to think about pulling alerts and events that you've got with the log analytics platform that underpins OMS into the context of those dependencies. And we're going to see a nice end-to-end demo that really showcases this. The next one is around just visibility into your hybrid cloud scenario. So how many of you all are running workloads in the cloud, whether that's Azure, AWS, right today? Okay, about 25% of you. How many of you guys have projects planned for the next 6 to 12 months? Cool. So being able to ensure that as you start moving those workloads, and many of our customers are taking incremental steps, maybe looking at a web tier and taking advantage of dynamic scaling and some of the bursting capabilities that you can get running in the cloud. But one of the core challenges is, do I have management visibility across these environments? And so we'll talk about how ADM can help there. The next one is about the migrations themselves, right? I'm going to spend quite a bit of time. We have a lot of customers that are started looking at ADM in terms of what it can do to help you guys jumpstart and ensure that those migration projects are successful. And I'm going to walk through sort of what's the best practices and methodologies that we've seen with our customers, and again, how does ADM help in terms of giving you that visibility, but then also tying into the existing tools and processes that you guys are using as part of these migration efforts. And then last but not least, one of the other core areas that people are really interested in is how can we start to leverage this with existing tools that we've got, like CMDBs. Many of our customers are leveraging ServiceNow, Cherwell, Provence, et cetera. And so we'll talk a bit about how ADM can help integrate in within those existing CMDBs to bring that automatic dependency discovery. So let's dive in and talk about service awareness and kind of what is a service dependency awareness and what can this mean for incident management. If we kind of come back to the root problem here, right? So many of you are probably responsible for managing different VMs, maybe entire environments. Maybe you are working on a particular tier if you're a DB admin or a web server admin, et cetera. But at the end of the day, you don't want to just manage systems, right? You want to manage the performance of the services that depend on those systems. So one of the number one challenges that we hear is, how do I understand what makes up these applications? If I own a set of VMs, do I know what services actually depend on them? And typically the things we hear about is, while I may think I have a good understanding at any given point in time, these environments are so dynamic that being able to have that visibility on an ongoing basis, and most importantly when you really need it, when that bridge call has been set up and we're trying to isolate where this issue is, this is really, really a key pain point. How do I understand what depends on these systems? What do my systems depend on? The other key thing is people want to be able to see an entire application, right? It's not enough just to be able to look at one silo in one view at a time across multiple different tools. How am I able to get an understanding, again, of if I've got cascading alerts going through this environment, am I able to quickly understand, oh yeah, I'm having issues on my front-end response times for my website, but can I quickly understand if there's an issue on a tier that I depend on behind me? And then last but not least here is change, right? So 90%+ of the time, when something goes wrong, something's changed. And oftentimes, it's very, very difficult to understand, did that change actually have any impact on the issue that I'm seeing today? So being able to incorporate and do impact analysis, again, whether you're looking at this from purely from an incident perspective, or you're looking at this in terms of I'm going to look to decommission some servers, or whether I'm looking to migrate, whether that's from a platform, like maybe with the Server 2008 migration coming up, or if you're looking at going to the cloud. So these three key things are really the core challenges that we'd set out to address. How do I understand what my servers depend on and what depends on them? Understanding service context and how these come together to deliver service back to the business, and then being able to assess how is change either impacting my environment now, or how will it impact it as we're engaging in some of these projects. And so why has this been such a challenge? Well, if you think about it, what you really want is that end-to-end view, right? You want to be able to understand the performance of your applications out to your users. You want to be able to understand performance across these different tiers. But if you think about a lot of the tools that exist today, they're really very much focused on these different silos, right? Whether I'm looking at VMM or I'm looking at vCenter and looking at performance of my VMs and the underlying fabric. Whether I'm looking at performance of my front-end websites and looking at end-user experience through an APM solution. And so really the challenge has been being able to bring these things together in one integrated view. And if we kind of think about that typical scenario, right, where you get that dreaded email or Slack notification, the app is slow. Well, now what? You know, often you may have this wall of alerts sitting within your monitoring solution, and how do you understand which ones might be related? And really where you want to get to is that ability to say, yep, I can see my Acme app is slow. I can see the performance of these different tiers. In fact, I can see that there's actually an issue within the application tier itself. Let's focus there. What if I could get rid of that bridge call, right? So with these as the problems in the background, so what if I told you that we've got a system that can automatically, or a solution that can automatically discover any dependency for any Windows or Linux VM? Doesn't matter where that is. Could be on-premise in your local private cloud, could be within the third-party hosting provider, could be in the public cloud. Now what if I'm able to tell you, not just seeing node to node, right? Because a lot of times you can go do things like run netstat and get a view to what connections are there right now. A lot of times you can go look at kind of wire level and look from the network perspective and see what nodes. But what if I can actually take you a layer deeper and say, I can tell you any individual process and what it's talking to, down to the individual IP and port. And it doesn't matter what application that is or what process that is. Could be Java, could be .NET, could be a homegrown app, could be off-the-shelf software. So if I can now start to stitch together those dependencies. And then what if I can make this or provide this in a dynamic fashion, right? So again, I talk about you can go run netstat, you can go get a view right what now what might be connected, but what about that next process that fires up 2 minutes later? What about the short-lived processes that may fire up thousands of times over the space of an hour? Do you have visibility to all of that activity? Because many times, those are the things that actually can have impact on your application, even if you don't think of them as being part of the app. Then what if I can start to visualize alerts and changes over the context of this dependency graph, right? What if I'm able to put it there so that now that wall of alerts you're thinking about, you can look at the three or four that are actually related to this particular environment that you're troubleshooting and this incident you're trying to resolve. So this is really the focus of ADM. So we're excited to announce this week at Ignite that we're in a limited tech preview. So if you look at the bottom here, anybody can come sign up for this. All you need is an OMS workspace in the East US region, so we're only in the East US region right now. We will be rolling out more regions over the next few months. But you just fill out a quick little survey, it'll ask you for your workspace ID, and then we'll onboard you to the solution. And there's no cost to you to be able to do this. This is a way for us to get more people as we're ramping up, getting ready for our public preview, which will be coming in early Q4. And so ADM really is focused across these three core areas. It all starts with that discovery. Again, any Windows, any Linux box, doesn't matter what's running on it, be able to give you that visibility to those connections and do that in a dynamic way. And giving you that view live, like I can show you a map over the last 10 minutes, or I can go back in time and have historical views. Incident management, you're gonna see, and I'm gonna be giving you a demo about how we're tying together data from our big data platform, Log Analytics, and surfacing that in the context of app and server dependencies. Then we're going to talk again, I'm going to demo quite a bit about how does this feed into migration, right? And we're doing a lot of work. I'll talk about what's capable today, and then when we get into the roadmap, talk about what we're going to be doing to tie together more of the OMS services to really deliver migration assurance to our customers. So one of the other things before we jump into demos is I want you to think about this not just in the context of incident management, but really think about how just dependency awareness can benefit you across kind of the full life cycle. So many of you who may have attended other OMS sessions, you may have seen this chart, and you know, many of you may have your own kind of versions in terms of what does it mean to build, deploy, monitor, and then secure and optimize our different applications and services as they're running in, across our environments. So if you kind of start up at the top there, you think about as I'm going and deploying out apps, well, if now maybe I can work from, you know, think about sort of the DevOps lifecycle, right? Where I can actually work as I'm deploying apps into a testing or a pre-prod environment, can I quickly get visibility to those dependencies? Can I understand if things look like they're configured right? Am I seeing issues with firewalls where I'm seeing failed connections between systems? And then I can quickly turn to be doing performance benchmarking and baselining. And again, seeing the impact of any of the changes that I'm making before I ever roll out to production. Monitoring, as I talked quite a bit, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about how app dependency and service dependency can really improve your overall incident management process. But then as you start thinking about other things, like protecting and securing your environment. One of the core new services that went GA this year within OMS is around security and audit. We've seen huge adoption for that. And again, start thinking about what we can do to help augment that solution by providing service context, right? What if I can give you a service, a security scorecard for your applications, being able to understand if there are any issues, everything from missing security updates to malicious IP activity, but seeing how that's affecting the overall app. Then as we think about protection, right? Think about backup. Well, if I'm backing up an app server, probably doesn't do me any good if I'm not backing up the databases that it's going to depend on. If I'm building my recovery plans, right? If I want to be able to understand the sequencing of how these apps need to be brought back up as I fail them over. So we're going to be working very closely with those teams, and they're going to be able to leverage the APIs that ADM is providing to help them automate a lot of those tasks. So let's talk a little bit about hybrid cloud. So this is kind of based off of a previous customer of ours. It's a large tax processing company, highly seasonal business, that was one of the early adopters of Azure. And what they looked at was, how, as I start thinking about, for example, moving my web tier out to the cloud, you know, I have core systems, they are under, you know, my core business logic, I have back-end dependencies on things like the IRS, where I'm going to need to maintain a set on-prem in my on-prem data center. But because they were such a seasonal business, and you think about it, right, as they're leading up to tax season, huge demand on their environment, but then once they get done, they're able to take advantage of the cloud by being able to pull down those systems and drive huge efficiencies in terms of cost. But one of the big challenges for them, and really the hurdle that was preventing them from moving forward with this project, was how am I going to maintain visibility across these different environments? How am I going to understand, as I'm standing up those new web servers, are there issues back within my data center? Are there issues out in the cloud? Is there, you know, everything from connectivity to maybe new scaling limitations or bottlenecks that have been emerged with this new architecture? These guys were a big system center customer, still are. And so one of the challenges here was, how am I going to be able to do this and maintain that visibility? So as we get into the demo, think about that as you're thinking about your hybrid environments, right? How is this visibility going to help you make sure that you're crossing those links? Then from a migration perspective, again, we're going to talk a lot about how this fits into the tool sets, everything from discover and assess to planning out your migration, actually doing the migration, and then maintaining monitoring and management once you've actually finished the project. So let's dig into migration a little bit more. So we've had a lot of experience working with customers who kind of take different approaches, but we kind of like to break it down into a set of phases. We'll talk about how ADM is going to be able to help there. But if you think about the core challenges, right, what we would see is you get just huge amounts of time spent just trying to even understand your environment before you get ready to migrate. And again, this could be a migration from an OS platform. For example, we've worked with a lot of customers as they were going through Server 2003 migration. Right? And just being able to understand what workloads are running on the systems, what are they connected to, are there opportunities to move those up to the cloud, are there opportunities to decommission and consolidate those. Being able to understand what apps and systems need to move together. Right? You can think of it as kind of a cohort of systems, and it may be in any different context. It could be a business application, could be a set of services where you need to make sure that before you make these changes, before you move them off into this new environment, you understand the impact of making those. Being able to build an ROI, right, and understand what is this going to do to my business? Well, you have to have that inventory. You have to understand notions of how much cost and how much workload, how many workloads are being driven against these apps in these systems before I make that move. So if you think about the different steps, discovery, right? And this is a key thing. Again, starts with that view, that topological view, being able to understand for any of these environments what's talking to what. And to be able to do this, you want to be able to have a couple different things. Number one, you want to have a sense of that topology and the visuals, and we're going to talk about this with ADM maps. But then you also want to be able to get that data out, right? You guys have existing tools and processes, and you want to be able to build off different types of reports, right? So can you easily integrate that data into your existing tools? That could be something as simple as an Excel spreadsheet. That could be a capacity planning database that you've built up. That could be something like a CMDB that you may be leveraging. And so looking at how ADM can start to feed into those tools and processes. Then as you start thinking about assessment, right? And what I mean here is you've discovered, you understand what's talking to what, but you really want to understand what's working inside of those environments. So one of the things I didn't mention earlier, so part the ADM technology is actually based off of technology that was acquired by Microsoft last year called BlueStripe technology. And at BlueStripe, one of our largest customers is Microsoft IT. They have over 35,000 different systems being managed by BlueStripe technology, and they were able to leverage it as part of their own migration to the cloud. And one of the key things is, it's not just enough to know if a server's highly utilized or underutilized. You need to actually understand the natures of those workloads. So start thinking about, as you're able to leverage things like log analytics and visibility to all the different types of events and the performance baselines, putting that in the context of these dependencies, so now you can start to look again, are there opportunities for decommissioning? Are there opportunities for consolidation? If I can see a system's 90% utilized, but there's nothing of value actually running it, it's just a system that's burning through, but it's not actually tied into critical business and services, then I don't just automatically assume it needs to be moved just because it is highly utilized. Come on, there we go. So being able to, again, take out tools and integrate into those tools, whether that's a basic configuration report, that's getting into network topologies and things like capacity utilization. So now I'm actually ready to make the move, right? I've discovered the environment, I've assessed those different workloads, I'm coming up with a plan. One of the key things is making sure that you aren't missing these dependencies, right? And we've seen this many times with customers, even if they even knew what was there, not understanding that, oh wait, I have this one particular system hard-coded into an environment. So I'll give you an example from our past as well. One company was migrating a data center from Kansas onto the East Coast in North Carolina. And everything went fine, they make the move over, but they start to see there's actually about 4 or 5 seconds of latency that's been introduced into this app now that's running in the new environment. And their projection is actually that the latency should have gone down. Couldn't figure out what was going on, and we actually were doing a pilot with them, a proof of concept, and we were actually able to see that what had happened is they actually had a system that was hard-coded to a domain controller running in that data center in Kansas, and now it was making calls over a highly unoptimized WAN back into Kansas. So just simple things like that. Even though they weren't seeing blatant issues, that nothing was down, just understanding that structural awareness, being able to verify that once you've done that move, everything is configured the way as it should be. Then once you've actually made the move, again, validation, you know, being able to understand, am I seeing the different types of workloads operate the way that I expected, being able to start doing that baselining again, but doing it in the context of those dependencies, right? And the benefit of using this early in the migration project, you've already got it stood up, so you're taking advantage of that once you're in that new environment. Again, whether that's just replatformed within your own environment, whether that's moving out to hybrid cloud or public cloud. And then last but not least is manage, right? So many times customers kind of think of migrations as just point in time. Here's my project, get it done. But really, now that you've taken advantage of the capabilities we can provide in terms of discovery, in terms of monitoring and alerting, now you have a platform for ongoing use and ongoing monitoring, so you're able to understand the impact of any new changes that are coming and your position for any new migration projects that may come in the future. So quickly, talking about integration into CMDBs, right? Or whether these are homegrown, whether they're ServiceNow, Cherwell, Provence, et cetera, many customers want to be able to tie this data in. One of the other key things that I'll show quickly about ADM is it's not just the views that we're going to see within OMS, but it's actually a REST API, it's an ARM API that gives you access to all of the different data that we've got. So we can tie that into part of your migrations, you can integrate those in really across any of the different tools, and you can also start to think about interesting things like chargeback, right? So if I'm able to start to understand what business units may be using particular groups of systems, understanding what kinds of workloads are driven, what kind of resource utilization is driven, You're able to start tying, again, that service dependency awareness into other tools and processes outside just incident management and migration. So how do you get started? So as I mentioned, all you need is an OMS subscription. Can be free or paid, doesn't matter. It does need to be in the East US currently. We're going to be rolling out new regions in the near future. And this gives you kind of a quick view to the architecture. Basically, we leverage the Microsoft monitoring agent on Windows and the OMS Linux agent on Linux as the data pipeline up to the cloud. So all you need to do is download and install what we call the dependency agent. So this is based off of that Bluestripe technology. And what it's doing is doing all of that discovery, all of that data collection, and then just piping it up through that existing pipeline. So if you're using the direct agent going directly from machines up to the cloud, perfect. If you're using the OMS gateway, which gives you that kind of proxy ability, doesn't matter. We're going to use that existing pipeline, and it plugs right in. So let's go ahead and jump in and take a look. OK, so this should hopefully be a familiar view. Lots of you had seen OMS before. Here's the OMS portal. And what you can see here, amongst many of the different solution tiles, is the ADM tile. I'll zoom in a little bit there. So right now, it's kind of a basic view. It's going to give you a quick understanding of how many agents, how many machines have been connecting into the service over time. And here we can see we've had 30, 22 of which are Windows, 8 Linux. And then it gives you an understanding of how many are located or are connected in directly right now. And you know the difference you're going to see here, certainly this is a demo environment, so we kind of bring machines up and down all over the time. But you know, as you're starting to kind of look across different environments, some customers may, you know, when they're doing migrations, for example, may light up a particular environment and then may start to focus on others. But typically, you're probably going to see those numbers be pretty consistent as you're getting into kind of perpetual monitoring. So really quickly, I'll just jump in and give you a quick orientation, and then I'll actually walk through a couple installs just to show you how quickly you can get started on your own. So as I clicked into that solution tile there, you can see I come into a dependency map. So right now, we happen to be looking at a front-end web server here. Over on the left, you can see the core system. This happens to be an Azure VM, a VM scale set. And as I zoom in a little bit here, now you can see all the different processes that are making active TCP connections within this time range. So this is a key thing. Any TCP-connected process, as I mentioned before, so you're going to see a variety of things. You can see Acme Customer Portal. This is an IIS app pool. You can actually see, as you can tell, we're still using the old branding, but that is the actual agent that we're using to gather all of this data. You can see the health service, which is the Microsoft monitoring agent. And then you can see other core services. Now, obviously, there's other processes running in this operating system, but we really are focused on the dependency layer. We're interested in what's making connections. You can use log analytics, for example, as a great way of being able to understand what other processes may be running and their performance. We really want to present this filtered view down to what's making connections in this environment, what are generating these dependencies. So if I zoom out a little bit more, what you're going to see back here to the right of that box, you're going to see a variety of different systems. One may have grabbed your attention right here, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But this happens to be our app server, right? And so we can see an instance of Tomcat running on there. And one of the things you're going to notice is there's just that one process being shown, right? So again, lots of other processes running in that OS, but we're really just focused, because it's in the context of my front-end web server here, we're really just focused on what processes on these back-end systems are actually, what do we depend on? What's involved with this service dependency view? Now, you're going to see others right here, right, where we're just showing an IP address. And the reason that you're just seeing that is we don't have agents on those machines, but we're still able to tell you that there's a dependency out to those systems, right? So if I filter down here, so if I click on that, it's going to be a nice filtered view where I'm just really kind of highlighting these systems. And if I click on this, it's going to expand out, and I can see, yep, that's port 1433. We happen to know this is a SQL server typically. And so we're able to give you visibility to all of those different dependencies, even if you don't have agents deployed there. This is really important in a variety of ways. One, I have yet to go into a customer environment where we don't show them some call, some dependency that they didn't think was going to be there. Number two, you may have things like third-party services, right, where you may not be able to install agents in those environments, but you want to understand that those dependencies are there. Again, that comes back to everything from monitoring, from incident management, out to I'm planning migrations, and I need to know if I'm going to be able to ensure that that dependency is there. Am I supporting it when I do make the move to that new environment? So over on the right here, you can see we have a panel that has several different pieces of information. Let me zoom in. So we're going to get a summary of this particular system. So we can look, you know, OS, we can see kind of how many different processes do we have running, how many of those are coming in as client dependencies. Think of them as coming into the front. So again, this is a web server, so most of these are going to be people coming in and hitting that front-end web server versus server dependencies. Again, you can see that app server, you can see connection out to a SQL system where we don't have an agent. And then it's going to give me a summary of any alerts or different types of changes that may have up. And I'm going to get into that when we kind of do an end-to-end scenario. But I can also go in and look at a more detailed view here. Zoom back in. So I can start to just understand some basic data about that machine, how many CPUs, what speed CPUs, how much memory. In this case, this happens to be a Hyper-V VM, again, because it's running on Azure. And then we can see information about the OS and when was that system last rebooted. So just giving you that kind of core information in the context of, here's my system, do I understand some basic configuration, and then the ability to also understand those back-end dependencies. Now, when I go in the process, I'm going to have similar visibility, right? So I can come in here, and now I can start to look at things like, okay, what's the actual executable name? So, you know, w3wp.exe really isn't that useful to me when I may have tons of different app pools deployed on a system. So part of our value here is we can actually tell you this is the Acme Customer Portal app. We can tell you, again, what version of it, when was it started. In the case of Windows services, we can actually tell you the username that was associated with instantiating that process. And then as you scroll down, we're going to give you basic information on working directory and command line. Now, these can be really, really useful. In fact, we leverage those command lines to be able to gather some of this data, like the app pool name, we're able to pull that up. And so it's really easy for you to just come in here and quickly copy that. And maybe as you're kind of deep into troubleshooting and trying to figure out there's something there, you can quickly pull that information out. So as we step back here, let's take a look at how easy it is to get this up and running. So what I've done here is open up a remote desktop into a Windows box. You can see that I've got the ADM agent downloaded here. And all I have to do, because the health service is already running, the Microsoft monitoring agent is already running, all I have to do is double-click this and run it. And again, this can all be done through silent install, certainly. But just to help give you guys a sense of how quickly you can do it, I'll go through the interactive one here. Agree to it, kick it off, and that's going to be that. So I'll switch over really quickly to a Linux machine, and I'll come back and show you that completed. So here's a Linux machine, and I've got a PuTTY session open to it. Again, we've already downloaded the ADM agent to it. So I just go ahead and run. Got to provide the password. If I typed it correctly. And go ahead and jump through. And we're going to be off and running with the Linux version as well. That's all you have to do. And again, can be integrated into your existing software distribution tools. Lots of our customers will use SCCM, Chef, Puppet, et cetera, to be able to go ahead and deploy those out to your environment. So we switch back over to switch back over to our Windows box. There, we can see that finished. And if I come back in here to ADM, if you remember before, I had the 17 machines. Now that's toggled to 18, so I can already see one of those is connected in. And there we go. ADM demo win one. And bam, just like that. I've got visibility to all of those dependencies. And our Linux machine will come online in a couple minutes as well. So that gives you kind of a sense of how easy it is to get up and running, the ability to see these dependencies across these different systems. But let's kind of put this in the context of a scenario. So, you know, as I mentioned before, there's that dreaded email that you get or Slack notification, PagerDuty, what have you. The app is slow. Okay, great. Now what do I do? All right, so let's talk about our Acme Customer Portal app. So as I showed you before, let's come in and look at the scenario where I've clicked on my front-end web server. Again, I can see if I'm the app, let's say I'm the web admin in this scenario, right? I can see my app. I can see that I'm not seeing any alerts on this particular system. But I did notice, hey, look, I'm not the admin for the Tomcat system, but I have noticed that there's an issue back here. Let me just go ahead and click on that. So now what you can see here is we're pulling in. Let me go ahead and zoom in a little bit so you can see better. We're pulling in data from the log analytics platform. Right, we're able to look across these environments and reconcile with any of the existing alerts or issues that may have been identified within log analytics and pull that into the context of our dependency views. If I go ahead and click into that, we can see details about it. Now, one of the really cool things about Log Analytics is the ability to take any of those queries that you're running and actually turn those into alerts. So in this case, we have a basic one that's looking at CPU for a particular machine. In this case, the threshold was set at 90. So we've got some issue going on with that app server. Now, one of the things I can do is also say, well, you know what? The email that I got said this issue started around 7 o'clock this morning. So I need to go back and make sure that I'm actually looking at the environment around the time of when we think that that issue started. I'm going to go for a little bit wider time range, from 10 minutes up to 20, so we just kind of get a full view here. And now I'm pulling up that same machine. There's my front-end web server. You can see my Acme customer portal app. And we can certainly see the issues have come up here on that app server again. But now I want to shift my focus a little bit. You know, I'm able to see that there are incidents back there. Again, I'm not the Tomcat admin, but I want to be able to make sure before I go assign this over to the web to the app server admin, I want to make sure that I feel good that I'm you know, not just passing the buck here. So now what I've done is shifted my focus onto that particular ADM app server machine. So again, we can see there's my Tomcat instance. And here I can kind of see my core three-tier application, right? I have my two front-end web servers. I've got my Tomcat instance. I've got a back-end MySQL database. And so I can kind of get that filtered view. But now let's go back and look at this alert again. So here we can see, wow, a mixture now of not just high CPU, but we're actually seeing low available memory. So then I want to understand, might anything have changed with this environment? So when I click on the next tile, I'll expand this out and zoom in a bit. What I've done now, What I've done now is actually come and be able to integrate in change tracking, right? So change tracking is a part of our automation and control offering within OMS, and it gives you that visibility to any of your different changes, whether those are service changes, file changes, registry changes. And here we can actually see someone actually added something called backup process, it looks like. And if we come back to the map here, expand this guy out again. Yeah, that's interesting. I can see backup.pl. I'm not really familiar with backup products that are Perl-based, so this looks a little suspicious to me. And also notice that there's a dotted red line here. That dotted red line actually indicates a failed connection. All right, so again, because we're looking at all of the TCP connections for all the processes in this OS, doesn't matter what they are, I can actually see any time that one process is initiating a connection to a remote system and that's failing. Now, this could become because of a variety of different issues, right? It could be something completely innocuous, like maybe there's a particular process trying to phone home to get updates, and that's being blocked by firewall rules. Could be someone changed firewall rules. In fact, we happened to work with, in our BlueStripe days, a very, very large cell phone service provider that you would all recognize. And they were actually leveraging our solution. And one day they came in, and they were looking at a set of their systems, and there was a wall of red dotted lines, just completely covering the screen. And what they had realized had happened is someone had actually changed the routing rules between their primary and their failover data centers. If they had had an issue and they had to fail over, they would have been hosed, because all of those connections had been dropped. So you know, the failed connections, again, can be something trivial. It can just be some infrastructure process that's trying to connect where it can't. But this is interesting, right? Because someone just added this process. It's trying to make a connection out to some remote system, and I can't tell why. So now what we want to do is start to kind of drill down, right? I've been able to use the discovery. I've been able to say, hey, I'm the web admin. The issue got passed to me because they said the app is slow. So sure, they're going to start with the front end. But I've been able to show very quickly that there's something going on this backend app server. And maybe I can go fire off that incident, automatically create it, and hand it off. But I want to go in and make sure, again, that I'm standing on pretty strong ground before I go pass the buck to that team. So now what I can do, if I come back up here and I look at my alerts, let's just jump right into Log Analytics based off of one of these alerts. So this is going to jump me in. Here we can see, because I've really targeted that one particular alert, there it is within Log Analytics, and I can see all the different context about it. But you know what I've seen is there's an issue that seems to be going on with that app server, and we're seeing high CPU. I want to drill into that a little bit more and kind of understand what might be going on. So I'm going to shorten this down to the last 6 hours, because I know that issue happened in about the last couple hours. And what I've done is actually save off some queries. So those of you who have seen Log Analytics or have been using it understand there's a tremendously powerful query language, and you can kind of build those up through faceted search. But one of the really cool features is the ability to go ahead and save off common queries that I may want to use. So we look over here. I've got a set of different queries. The first one is going to be just looking at CPU utilization for that particular machine. So as I click in, interesting. So right around 7 o'clock, when people started complaining of this, I can see that the CPU is just repeatedly pegging that box, looks like kind of every minute or so. So now what I want to do is say, all right, well, what might actually be contributing to that, right? Is this a systemic issue? Is there a particular bad actor within here? So if I come back over to my saved queries, I'm going to go look at top processes by CPU for that box. So again, now I'm able to go from app to issue on one particular dependency, come look at the overall performance of that, and if you look here, as I drill into that one system, and I can really nicely filter this out, it's that backup process. So clearly they should be using our backup solution, but actually what this really looks like is there might actually be a malicious attack here, right? This could be malware or something that's been put on the system that's designed to specifically peg it, and we actually saw it trying to make that connection out. So we've been able to go from that sort of end-to-end view, thinking about how service awareness, dependency awareness, can help me focus in on issues that are specifically related to the thing I'm troubleshooting. Because maybe there were 100 other different alerts related to all the different systems in my environment, and I'm trying to hunt and peck through those. Well, using the ADM, I'm able to zero in specifically on the one system where we seem to have issues. So my next step now is clearly going to be, let's fire off that incident, get the app owner here for that Tomcat instance on the phone. And I don't need to convene my bridge call, right? I don't need to bring 10 other people. I don't need to have the developers looking at the APM tool and the code. I don't need to have all of my SQL admins, or in this case, my MySQL admin looking at the database, because I've been able to narrow this down. And this is a huge part of where we see the value, right? People talk a lot about mean time to resolution. Well, we like to talk about mean time to isolation too, right? Because you can spend 70, 80% of your time troubleshooting just trying to find the haystack where the needle is, let alone find the needle. So now let's shift gears and talk a little bit about how you can also start to leverage this data inside of Log Analytics. Because we're not just doing one-way integration where we're pulling that data back out into ADM and surfacing it inside of our maps. We're actually also sending in machine and process inventory data into Log Analytics so you can start to use it to augment your searches and your queries. So if you look over here on the right, I've set up a set of other different queries. So let's kind of pick one, a generic one here. I want to show all of the machines that I've been monitoring within ADM. So if I come in and zoom in a little bit. So now you can see some of that inventory data, right? So we start to understand kind of core information about this system. We can understand what hypervisor it's running on. We can understand IP addresses, how many CPUs, CPU speed, et cetera. So, okay, cool. So from a basic inventory perspective, I can start to take advantage of this, but then you know what? I may want to go start and say, all right, I want to see all of the different processes that I'm managing with ADM as well. So now we can come in and get that full inventory. We can see things like IIS. We can see all of the different things down to curl, basic information. So now we can start to tie that together and weave it together. So let's think of maybe I'm that SQL admin, and I want to see, hey, look, all of the machines that are just running SQL. So filtering across all of that in our environment, we really just have the one right here, but I can quickly start to isolate based on the domain that I'm interested in. Another one is thinking about it from a capacity planning perspective, right? So maybe now I want to start to look at all of the different VMs. I want to understand just very quickly how many CPUs, how much memory, and then you can start thinking about leveraging performance and doing baselining around that. So you're going to see us doing more and more of bringing this dependency awareness into Log Analytics. Showing you an example of how we're pulling that data into our maps, both from an alert and a change perspective. And as I get into the roadmap, I'll talk quite a bit more about other areas. But hopefully you're starting to get a feel for how we're really going to be able to bake this dependency awareness into the core workflows throughout all of our monitoring and our troubleshooting activities. So let's pop back. I'll take one other quick thing here. As many of you know or may have seen, I've been showing in the standalone OMS portal, but just to highlight, we're really kind of converging on the Azure portal and bringing OMS experiences deeply integrated there. ADM will be there just alongside it. So here is the same view loaded up inside of the Azure portal. But one of the other key things that I want to show really quickly, as I mentioned, migration, right? So here's an example. And Mr. Dave Irwin, who's sitting up front here, works on my team, built this for us. So here's an example of a quick little integration with Power BI, where I'm able to take that API that I mentioned be able to easily integrate that up into tools and resources that other people across other teams can use who may not have access to this, my OMS environment. So here's a simple way of looking at, you know, all of the different servers, their IP addresses, what basic OS they're running. And then below, you can see a list of all of the different dependencies. Again, you can spit this out to Excel, really any kind of tool. I can also then go ahead and look at just sort of a simple dependency report. So here's a view for one particular machine. In this case, a BSDemo WAS2 machine. You can list all of its dependencies, both in terms of server and client. And then we actually can, you know, include in here a nice little image that gives someone a pictorial reference for those dependencies. So all of this is able to be done off of our API. Here's just a quick view to some of the documentation. Again, this is a REST API. It gives you access to all of different ways of slicing and dicing this data, whether all I care about is just understanding what servers are talking to what servers, for basic migration planning, all the way down to what individual processes are talking to others over what particular ports. So a lot of flexibility with that API. And this is going to be the foundation of things like one new sliver. I don't have a demo of it today, but one of the core things that we're going to be doing, or we are doing, is allowing SCOM users to be able to connect from this data up running an OMS, so you download a management pack, decide which systems, which dependency views you want to pull into SCOM, and it will actually create distributed apps inside of SCOM so you can start to leverage that within the existing monitoring views, the health monitoring that you've already got set up inside of SCOM. Okay. So to kind of summarize some of this, if you think about value props across these different areas, right? So what I've shown you is the comprehensive visibility to all the different TCP dependencies, right? And again, doesn't matter what kind of application, there's no predefinition you have to make within the tool. You just get the agent out there on Windows or on Linux, and it's building out these dependencies for you. And it's tracking those over time, right? It's giving you that ability to go jump back in time, like we just showed with that troubleshooting issue. And then as you start thinking about expanding that, where I may want to do reporting over larger periods of time, maybe I want to look out to a 24-hour view or a 30-day view. Failed connections, as I talked about, you know, many times people don't really think about these as critical as they are, but you can see in our scenario there with the backup process, the story about the cell phone provider and issues they have, failed connections become critical, and having visibility to that tied right into these visual maps. And again, the fact that these are dynamic, right? So as new changes occur, new processes are instantiated or come down, knowing that anytime you need to have a reference, you can come back to this tool and know that it's the authoritative source of truth. Think about from an incident management perspective, alerting, right? Again, one of the most common problems that we hear is I've got this wall of alerts, and how do I correlate them? How do I understand how they tie in and whether I should be paying attention to the 50 different SEV1s that I have? Which of those is the one that I should be looking at? And if you kind of look at this, there are a lot of different approaches, right? There are some that try and throw math at it. They try and say, oh, I can see that CPU on this box is highly correlated with the response time for that app. So whenever I see that, there must be an issue here. Well, I think as you probably all know, correlation does not equal causation. So what if I can avoid having to try and use fancy math and say, I'm just going to present you the alerts that I know are related to these systems in this environment? What if I can take the thousands of metrics that may be related to any one of these different alerts I'm looking at and winnow it down to just the 5, the 10 that could have any impact because I can understand that dependency? Thinking about things like network configuration environment, right? So again, those failed connections come in place, but being able to understand and being able to look and see, am I seeing more connections and more activity coming into one particular system? Is my load balancing not configured correctly? Being able to identify rogue clients, right? So I kind of showed you an example of a rogue process there, right, with that backup and the idea that someone may have gotten some malware on that box, but then you can also start to see things like we've seen DDoS attempts, and you can see huge numbers of clients coming in and hammering one particular system. And then being able to think about this, again, tying into all of the existing alerting, all of the workflow that you've already got if you are using SCOM today, being able to bring that automatic dependency context in, again, knowing that it's going to constantly be updating and give you that ability to understand at any given point in time how do these things relate and being able to improve your monitoring there. Think about migration. Number one, make sure nothing's left behind, right? Being able to discover, be able to identify these different systems, being able to understand what systems need to be moved as a cohort, and then starting to layer in things like being able to do capacity planning, being able to do profiling of systems, integrated systems as opposed to isolated VMs. Once you make the move, again, making sure that there haven't been any surprises, being able to identify configurations, whereas things may be running, again, pointing back to that example of our customer that made the migration but still had a hard-coded DNS connection. Being able to quickly focus on different slices of your environment, right? So again, I may be the database admin as part of this migration project. I need to make sure that everything's good from that perspective. Being able to filter down that data just to the things that I care about. And then also, you know, coming back, thinking about migration, thinking about opportunities for consolidation, you want to make sure that you're looking that holistically across these different systems and their dependencies, again, not just on an isolated basis, on a VM by VM basis. So to kind of come back here to look at ADM, so as I mentioned, we're in a limited preview right now. We're going to be targeting public preview early in calendar Q4. And it's really all about being able to deliver these capabilities across these three areas. But let's take a look at kind of where we're headed with this over the next several months. Kind of starts with top here with the core platform, right? So we think about that system process and port level discovery and visibility, the ability to do this across Windows and Linux, across any environment, again, on-prem, public cloud, third-party hosting environment. The ability to have that API so I can now start to take this data out and integrate it across my other tools, not just view it inside of OMS, and to really augment your experience around SCOM by automatically building these distributed apps. We're going to be rolling out new regions. And one of the other core areas, customers talk to us a lot about, you know, okay, this is another agent. I've got multiple agents within OMS, and we certainly understand, you know, we don't want you guys having to bear the brunt of managing those agents. So there's a broader piece of work that we're driving, which is kind of what we call the bootstrap approach. So think about it in terms of all you have to do is download that one agent on Windows, that one agent on Linux, and then we're able to say, okay, you've signed up for ADM and you want to deploy it on these 500 VMs, but not those other 500, giving you solution targeting. And that bootstrapper will be the thing that actually says, okay, I need to have the dependency agent configured here. And it will also be the thing that looks at updates, right? So you can use your existing software distribution to deploy that first agent, the bootstrapper, but then OMS will be smart enough to understand and give you the solution targeting. You still have complete control, but actually to handle that and automate it for you. So that's a key thing that we see. And then you'll see things like, so we call out Service Fabric. We support it today, but we're trying to make sure that that's a seamless experience. And you'll see us really integrating ADM and making it very tightly aligned with deployment of a lot of the different Azure resources, so we can make it very easy to be able to get the management visibility you want for those Azure services as well. So the next row down really gets into kind of the core of what kinds of things we discover and do out of the box. And right now, as I've shown you, we're looking at VMs. We're looking at, you know, the OS, and we can see everything that's connected one degree away from it. Think of it as that sort of 360-degree view of that one system. Our next step is going to be to give you the ability to pick up, let's say I've got a list of five machines, and I want those to all be within one map, and then do your discovery off of that. So kind of one incremental step on the way towards sort of true multi-tier distributed app discovery. And then, as quickly as we can, we're on a path to get back to what you may have seen with the BlueStripe technology, which is that multi-tier distributed app discovery, where I can really focus on, you know, any N-tier application, not just the sort of three-tier app that I showed you today. We've already, as you can see here, we've got the computer inventory and the failed connection data. One of the other things that customers talk to us a lot about is, hey, you know, there may be ways that I want to group these systems, maybe ways that I want to define these that isn't in the actual system to where we can discover it, but tagging becomes really critical, right? Maybe there are ways of saying, hey, I want these 10 machines, or let me actually build a rule that says any machine that's running this particular app pool, I want to give it a tag so I can start to build views of that. So you'll see us doing that as well, and giving the ability for you to do what we call shaping of these, right? And again, you can think of it as rules-driven. I want to shape these based on a set of metadata that I know about, and they become useful ways for me to group. So not just automatic discovery of what we see of apps, but let me think about maybe how multiple apps may actually relate to an overall business service. Another thing many of you may have seen, there's a new solution in OMS called Network Performance Monitor. So right now it's doing kind of basic loss and latency monitoring, and they're going to be adding new capabilities over time as well. And one of the number one scenarios that we would hear about a lot is the challenge of bridging between an app and system view and a network view. Well, what we've got now is a huge opportunity where, imagine that failed connection that I was showing. What if I could actually click that link and jump you into a network view? And maybe I can see, where is that hop, you know, where is that connection failing? Can I see the actual device? And as they're starting to look and pull in data like SNMP data, device level data, being able to provide a rich experience where you can jump back and forth, and not just from our view into theirs, but also think about, they're detecting major loss over a particular network segment, and they want to understand what's the impact on the apps and the systems that may be affected so they can alert those app teams. Being able to jump into ADM with that context as well. So that's something we're going to be working on in the first half of next year. Other things that we're looking at, so talking about ARM, so Azure Resource Manager. ARM has a huge amount of data about all the different services and resources that you've got deployed within Azure. And so we're going to be looking at integrating with that, pulling that into our views, and doing that for not just augmenting data on the VMs like Azure IaaS or Service Fabric that we can monitor today, but also in those cases where you can't deploy an agent there, so Azure Websites, for example, right? Because that's a truly multi-tenant and PaaS environment, but we can actually pull that data from ARM and start to build that into our dependency views as well. Next layer down, so I've shown you examples of how you can start to integrate log analytics in terms of alerts, and then use that to use the context that ADM provides to start to drive performance analysis on those different VMs. But one of the other key things is you want to start to have visibility to response times of the application itself. So we're going to be adding in the ability to say overall performance of an app in terms of the response times being delivered. We're going to start tying in things like performance of individual hops across those environments. So if I can show you what response times that mid-tier Tomcat system is providing, for example. And there's a couple kind of key ways. Some of it's the technology that we have within Bluestripe. But many of you may have seen or used, actually, out of curiosity, are any of you using the Application Insights service today? Nope, not in the room. Okay, so Application Insights is a core application performance monitoring solution as part of the Visual Studio, and you're going to see a lot more integration. In fact, just this week, we announced the Application Insights connector, which is a solution inside of OMS where you're actually to pull all of that app telemetry, everything from synthetic tests, think basic availability tests of your app based on the different points of presences that we have around the world, transactions in terms of end user experience, and all the way down to kind of stack trace level visibility. So now, what if we can actually provide that combined view, right? Where I can actually start and say, you know what, Acme customer portal is slow. I can actually show you what failures are occurring at that front end tier. I can follow those response times. And so really giving you that ability to bridge the sort of IT pro, central IT monitoring to the app-centric view. So tying those things together is going to be a big piece of work for us. We're going to be adding performance metrics around those links. So if I can click on a link and show you what's the bandwidth, total bandwidth utilization on that, network IO, being able to really integrate that in so, you're getting that performance context, not just of the VMs, not of the apps, but all of the connections between them. If we go down to the bottom, I talked quite a bit about the CMDB integration. This is something you can absolutely do today by using that API, but we want to build some out-of-the-box experiences as well, targeting those kind of three key vendors that I mentioned, Cherwell, ServiceNow, Provence, Service Manager being another one, clearly. And so being able to give out-of-the-box connectors where you can start feeding that into your CMDB and taking advantage of integrating our real-time topology discovery with kind of the broader service mapping that you've done within those tools. Another key thing, so we saw the integration that we were doing with log analytics from alerts. You saw how we were bringing in changes. Security is another key one that I mentioned, right? So if I can actually come in and you saw that failed connection that I was showing you from that backup process, well, within security solution, security and audit solution, we can actually detect, is that a malicious IP? Is that a known malicious IP? And this is all part of the value of integrating in within what Azure provides, because all of this data is being gathered by our security team, Microsoft security team, that is having to ensure the security of the overall Azure footprint. As you can imagine, it's a huge attack surface, and they keep an ongoing list of all of the different known offenders. And so they're able to overlay that within your security and audit solution. So we want to start to bring that kind of data into our maps. And again, bring it in the context of these apps and these dependencies. Missing updates, right? Think about, I don't know if any of you saw this week. In fact, later on today, they're doing another session on it. We just announced the update solution for being able to do patch and monitoring and actual orchestration. So we want to surface that within our views. But we also want to give them the benefit of having service dependency aware, app aware patch, right? So if I'm going to go take that machine down, I want to make sure that I've notified the others that depend on it as I'm building up my maintenance windows. I mentioned before, when you think about backup, you think about site recovery. So again, we're going to be working with those teams so they can start leveraging our APIs so they can start tying that data into things like your site recovery plans. As you think about migration, killer scenario where a lot of customers are actually using Azure Site Recovery, not just as a DR solution, but to actually help them do the migration. So think about it, so you got your app on-prem, use ADM, discover that, be able to understand those dependencies. That automatically feeds into Azure Site Recovery, which can build a recovery plan, fail that over to the cloud. So you've now stood up a new environment in Azure, and that can be whether you're doing that for migration or frankly dev test, right? Think about, I can quickly spin up an exact copy of that app in the cloud, do my testing, verify, and then go ahead and roll back those changes out into production on-prem if you want to. So some really, really cool scenarios, and there's just tons of opportunity, and we're going to kind of be working through these. This is where, again, to kind of make a plug, joining our cohort, joining this preview now, is a huge opportunity for you to get early experience and then give us that feedback. So we work with a group of customers on a kind of monthly basis. We get together, sometimes weekly, where as we're rolling out new capabilities, we're getting their feedback. So as we look at that roadmap, you know, our prioritization and the way that we pick, okay, what are the key things we're gonna pick next is completely driven by our interactions with our customers. So you guys have an opportunity to influence that. In terms of how you get ADM, so hopefully for those of you that saw some of the sessions this week, saw that there was some new packaging announced specifically around OMS. And you can see there's really kind of four key offers. And they're really designed to give you kind of functional capabilities within these four different areas. Insight and analytics, which gives you log analytics, gives you access to ADM once we're into public preview, and then also that the network performance monitor solution. This is based off of a per node billing model. So you're gonna, the list price is $15 per node per month. And you get ADM, you get log analytics, you get NPM. The free tier will allow you to deploy up to 5 agents within your workspace and gives you 7 days of data retention. And then once you do move to the pay tier, as we're in public preview, we're going to be providing 30 days of data retention. And then once we go to GA later on, we're going to align with log analytics where you can have much longer data retention, up to 1 year, I think 90 days, and then you can pay if you wanted to extend it beyond that. So again, ADM will be a part of Insight and Analytics. Any customer that's either consuming just that one particular offer or if you go for one of the suites, you will have access to ADM as part of that. So just to kind of summarize, so hopefully you guys got a view into what ADM is about, understanding how you can think about applying this discovery and service awareness, and it's not just about discovery, right? It's about integrating that into core things like incident management, migrations, et cetera. Hopefully you got a sense of how easy it is to get started. Again, just get the agent out there. You have the Microsoft monitoring agent or the OMS Linux agent, just install the DA and you're gonna be up and running. And then hopefully give you a little bit of a sense of kind of where we're thinking about investing over the next several months. We talked about bringing that service awareness, that dependency awareness into incident management, thinking about how this can help give you assurance as you're looking at hybrid cloud deployments. Again, doesn't matter if that's Azure, AWS, or any other third-party cloud. Talked about how this can tie into migrations, and then thinking about how you might be able to tie these into your CMDBs. So with that, I'll say thank you. It's the last day, so I'll give you a few extra minutes, but I'm happy to take any questions and answer those. If you do, please, if you don't mind, just using the microphone, because they are recording this, if possible. If you prefer, I can just reiterate the question. Not sure that's on. All right, there we go. Yes.
Once they're deployed.
Okay, so the question was, how does the agent get updated once it's deployed? So currently, it will basically be notifying all the customers when there is a new agent. You will need to download and install it yourself. But as you saw, the bootstrap approach that I mentioned, mm-hmm. that's gonna be the key thing that's gonna take that out of your hands and just enable you to say, basically you're gonna have a view that says, for this solution, these updates are available, and then here, do you want to go ahead and push these to all those systems, or plan that? So if you think about, we're going to be integrating that with our own patch solution, and that bootstrap agent support, so that you'll be able to just have control, but the actual handling of pushing out the updates can be done by that bootstrapper.
Okay, and the second question is about proxying or gateway-ing the traffic out. Is that on the roadmap at some point?
Yeah, it's actually available today. So there's something called, so the question was, is there a proxy that'll be available to be able to funnel all of the connections. So you only have one connection coming out of your data center up to OMS. That is available today. It's in a public preview. It's something called the OMS Gateway. And you can feel free, shoot me an email if you have any questions, and I can get you connected so you can go ahead and get that deployed. But yeah, it gives you full flexibility to be able to, and it itself has full proxy support, so you can push that through your existing proxy. Yeah?
Up until this point, it's only been recommended to use a solution for non-production systems. At what point can we start putting it on production systems?
Oh, you can go into production systems today.
And
absolutely.
The log forwarder.
Yep.
The gateway.
Sorry, just to reiterate the question. He was asking, because he's been working with us as part of our cohort, and as we've been in our private preview, we've kind of recommended customers, because we are early, we recommend using us on non-prod. As we've entered this limited preview, and certainly when we're in the public preview, yeah, go ahead. We have lots of other customers that are running on production systems, too.
And the log forwarder is also considered ready for production?
I'm sorry.
The log forwarder.
You guys are calling
it Gateway now.
The OMS
right?
Gateway. Yeah, it used to be called the forwarder. The OMS Gateway, yes, is also available for production. We have large customers that are using it as well. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Do you have any plans for, or do you have role-based access control, so that you can delegate access to a set of application admins? They can only see their own servers and so on.
Right. So we're looking. The question is, just to reiterate for everyone, is there a plan for RBAC? And as I interpret your question, RBAC within the data itself in terms of what apps they can see versus what they can't see. So we're going to basically be piggybacking on the general RBAC that's being built into OMS itself. So today you have the notion of admin versus read-only user, basically. For making changes, one of the key things is being implemented is RBAC at the workspace level. So that's really kind of where you have that control today, is allowing certain users and for this workspace to be able to deploy this solution. We're still looking at sort of the solution-based RBAC. Getting into the database RBAC is a bigger challenge. It's something we're looking at very closely. Lots of other customers have it. I don't have a date for it right now, but it's going to be tied to all across all OMS, because we're not going to have each individual solution building on their own. So yeah, but we're absolutely tracking that. We just need to look at it, because part of the value here is that ability to kind of see across. And when you start getting into, these apps are visible for these users, it starts to push it down a different level. But we are looking at it. I don't have for the solution-based RBAC. Yeah, I don't have a timeline for it. So the question was, any thoughts on integrating with Salesforce? Just out of curiosity, in what context?
For ticketing and incident.
Ah, sure. So the question is around ticketing and incident. Yeah, I mean, basically, we're going off of kind of who are the market leaders around service desk. So certainly ServiceNow is the number one. And then we have some key partners with Cherwell and Provence. The key thing is you can do that today. So it's got webhook support. So it allows you to do it if you want to enable that. In terms of an out-of-box solution, I don't have a date for it, but it makes sense. So we have an ecosystem team, is led by one of my colleagues, and they're kind of looking at all of these kind of key integration points, and it's really just a question of burning through that backlog. And so we kind of picked these three as the starting point, but we'll certainly be adding more. Any other questions? All right, well, thank you very much. Hope you all have a safe trip home, and appreciate you coming in early on the Friday morning. Thanks.